It's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bibles and be turning in your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 12. And in just a moment, we're going to begin reading in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 20. What we are studying is the speech that Samuel made to the people when they confirmed Saul as their king, and how Samuel made this very gracious exit as their judge and warned the people and admonished them to obey God. It is a wonderful speech that we all should be familiar with. And so in just a moment, I'm going to be reading from 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 20. While you're turning there, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying this portion of the Old Testament based on the notes that E.A. Elam made for the Sundays of May 6, 1923. These were his Sunday school notes. And so, we're reading where the people requested Samuel to pray for them. Let me read to you again. I read it the last class, but I want to read again. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 20 and 22. It says, Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have indeed done all this evil. Yet turn not aside from following Jehovah, but serve Jehovah with all your heart, and turn ye not aside, for then would you go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver. For they are vain. Realizing now their sin in asking for a king, together with other sins, in the power and presence of God, they feared his righteousness and his justice, and requested Samuel to pray for them. They had been brought also to a confession of their sin in asking for a king, and for all of their sins. We have added unto all our sins this evil. Even to ask a king, they said. Is it not strange that they did not now attempt to repair their fault? They might have done it, but they did not. They acknowledged their sin, but they did not put it away. This is the general way of mankind. Help us. We're all sinners. We pray to God in the general language of the people, but though to be a sinner is to be the most solemn and awful circumstance, yet they are content to bear the character heedless of consequences. Those words came from Adam Clark. To say, I know I do wrong, without trying to amend your ways, that is useless. Pharaoh requested Moses to entreat Jehovah that the plagues might cease in Exodus 9 and in verse 28. But Pharaoh continued in his hardness of heart. Samuel prayed for the people on different occasions when they were in great distress and when they had sinned. In 1 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 7, it says, When the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, The ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon our God. And they requested Samuel to pray. In 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 6, it talks about how a thing that displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Jehovah. In 1 Samuel chapter 15:11, we read where it said, It repenteth me. God said, It repenteth me. I've set Saul to be a king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And Samuel was wroth. And he cried unto Jehovah all the night. Well, we can see that Samuel is placed in the Bible among those who have great power with God in prayer. In the 99th Psalm, in verse 6, we read about Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among all that call upon his name. They called upon Jehovah, and he answered them. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15 and verse 1, we read, Then said Jehovah unto me, Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind would not be toward this people. Cast them out of their sight, and let them go. And so Samuel is known as a man of prayer that prayed for his people. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not. When people realize their dependence on God and fear him, they tremble at his word and approach him with reverence and awe. Then he said, Fear not. We read in the book of Ezra, chapter 9 and verse 4, that then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel because of the trespass of them and the captivity. And I sat confounded unto the evening oblation. We read in Ezra chapter 10 and verse 3, Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives as such as are born of them according to the counsel of my Lord and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. We read in Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2, For all these things hath my hand made, and so all these things came to be, saith Jehovah. But to this man will I look, even to him that is of poor and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. And then in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 5, Hear the word of Jehovah, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hate you, that cast you out for my name's sake, have said, Let Jehovah be glorified, that we may see your joy. But it is they that shall be put to shame. We are to fear God. We're to tremble at his word. And if we be those that are of such of a humble character that we will tremble at his word, then there's another way in which we can say that we do not need to fear. Samuel said, Ye have indeed done all this evil. Although they had sinned, God would bless them if they would, from that time on, continue to obey him and turn not aside in following, but serve him with all the heart. Now this service must be sincere and hearty with the whole heart. They were not to go after vain things. Now that would be the idols or the nothings which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. And so, in 1 Samuel chapter 12 and in verse 22, we read, For Jehovah will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Jehovah to make you a people unto himself. No, Jehovah will not forsake his people upon the condition that they continue now to obey him and turn not after these vain things. Although they had sinned and deserved to be cast off, yet God was merciful, and if they would obey him, he would not forsake them for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Jehovah to make you a people unto himself. On this point, we might want to go back and read the pleading of Moses in Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 through 14, and of the book of Numbers in Numbers chapter 14. 13 through 26. Let me read to you from the book of Exodus. Here we are. Exodus 32, beginning in verse 7. It says, Jehovah spake unto Moses, Get ye down, for the people that thou broughtest up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto it, and said, These are thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And Jehovah said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought Jehovah his God and said, Jehovah, Why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people that thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak, saying, For evil did he bring them forth, to slay them in the mountains and consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, whom thou swearest by thine own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give it unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And Jehovah repented of the people, which he said he would do unto the people. And so there we read how that Moses had great power with God through prayer. Let's read again in the book of Numbers. I'm going to turn to Numbers chapter 14 and beginning in verse 13. And here we read that Moses said unto Jehovah, Then the Egyptians will hear it. For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of this land, They have heard that thou, Jehovah, art in the midst of this people. For thou, Jehovah, art seen face to face, and as thy cloud standeth over them, thou goest before them in a pillar of cloud by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, Because Jehovah was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now, I pray thee, let the power of the Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, Jehovah is slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I pray thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy loving kindness, and according as thou hast forgiven this people, from Egypt even until now. And Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but in very deed as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Jehovah, because all those men that have seen my glory and my signs which are wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they will not see the land in which I swear to give unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that despise me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit in him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekite and the Canaanite dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn ye, and get ye into the wilderness by way of the Red Sea. And so there again we see Moses, and the great power he had with God in prayer. And Samuel's power is likened to that in the power he had in prayer. There's much strength and consolation in being a people unto God with a full purpose of heart to serve him. We read in Titus 2 and verse 14 that Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a people for his own possessions, zealous of good works. And we read in 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10, that ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who in times past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And so as Israel of old was blessed by God because he had chosen them as a peculiar people, so we are blessed by God when we become one of his people. We do that by being baptized into Christ. He adds us to his church, and then he watches over us and cares for us in a manner different than the rest of this world. We'll continue this lesson in the next class.